Okay, today's Afchav Hey. Today's shiur is sponsored by Akiva and Ahuva Silver, Lilishmas Zalman and Achim Ben Tuvia. Okay, now the next, when the Mishnah on Afchav Dalad Amid Beis. V'elu Chayev Lahachriz. And these are the following items, if you find, that they have a simen, and therefore you can't keep it, you have to announce it. You have to put a bolt, we're going to learn how to announce it. But you can't keep it, you have to announce it. Why? There's a simen, for example, Matzah Peros B'Kli. You find Peros in a Kli, because that's not a normal thing. Rashi says that a kli itself is a stam kli yesh bo simen. It's kli as a simen. Therefore, o kli kumotru. Even if you find an empty kli, it's also a simen.
What?
Right, unless it's brand new, fine. Mos bekis. You find money in a wallet. O kis kumoshi, or even a wallet. Makes no difference. Why? They're all kalim. Tzibure peros, bundles of peros. Tzibure mos, bundles of money. Shlosha madbeo zu al gabzu, or three coins stacked up in a pile. All these things are indicative of, this isn't full. They were put here. Also, krichos b'rishos ha'yachid. Krichos, bundles of wheat in rishos ha'yachid. V'kikaros chalbalabayas, or the loaves of obalabayas. Why? Again, they're unique. They're unique. V'gizei tsemer, and wool shearings, halakuchin mibeis ha'uman, that are purchased from the craftsman's shop. Again, they're considered unique. Kadayayin, jugs of wine. Kadei shemen, jugs of oil. Hare'elu chayev l'hachriz. All that has to be announced. All that has to be noticed and give people a chance. Why? All this is either there's a simen or it was put there. Okay? Says the Gemara, Taima, the whole reason why you have to announce these things is the matzah peros b'kli, because you found the peros in the kli, umos b'kis, and you found the money in the wallet. What if kli, you found the kli, ulefan of peros, and right in front of the kli are peros. Or kis, you found the wallet, ulefan of mos, and right in front of the wallet is money. You know what? Hare elu shalo. You can keep it. You can keep it. Why? Why?
Both or just the
no, just the money. The wallet, there's a simen on it. Right? Hare elu shalo. It's yours. What's yours? The money. The fruit. Not the kli. Actually, Tanina leha d'tana rabbanan. We have a brisa that actually says that. It says as follows. Matzah kli, if you find a kli, ulefan of peros, and in front of it are peros, kis, you find a wallet, ulefan of mos, and in front of the wallet are money, hari elu shalo, you can keep it. Miktsasan bikli umiktsasan al gabe akarka. Right, what if right, you know, the kli's there, half the fruit's still in the kli, half of it's over there. Or miktsasan bikis, miktsasan al gabe karka. Half money is in the wallet, half is on the ground. Chayev lahachriz. That already you have to announce. Right? That already you have to announce. Okay? Exactly. That already you have to announce. Verminhu, wait a minute, Verminhu, I'll ask you a question. We have a brisa that says, you know what? Before we get to the brisa, we'll get to the two dots and we'll talk. Verminhu, but wait a minute, I'll ask you a question. We have another brisa that says, Matzah davar she'ein bo simen. If you find something that doesn't have a simen, Bitzad davar she'yesh bo simen, next to something that does have a simen. For example, money next to a wallet. Chayev l'hachriz. You have to announce it. We just said you can keep it. We just said you can keep the money. Ba'bal simen. If the Baal Simon comes, v'natal ha'shalo, and he takes what belongs, oh, that's my wallet. Zacha hala b'davar she'ein bo simen. Who gets to keep the thing that doesn't have a simen? The finder. Why? Because, right. One second. I'm thinking. All right. What's the question here?
Well, the question is in the first part.
What? No.
No, the question is on the tzad davar sheyesh bo simen chayav lahakas.
Matzah davar sheyesh bo simen, betzad davar sheyesh bo simen. Right? Chayav lahakas. Oh, that's the question. Chayav lahakas. What are you chayav lahakas for?
Before we said it.
What are you chayav lahakas for? You keep it. Then the mission is im ba bal simen, then you can keep the money. Right? So the question on the first half. Why do you have to announce it?
Yeah, we said
if you find it next to it, you keep it. Why do you have to announce it? Okay. Amar Zvid, lo kasha, not a kasha. Ha, the Mishnah and the first Braisa that said, you keep it, that was talking about Bikuva the Kitna with a barrel and flax. What's a barrel and flax? Look at Rashi. Bikuva the Kitna. You see the Rashi? It's like four or five lines up from where we are. Gigis Muteles Upishtan Lefoneha. It's a barrel that was right there and the flax is right there. Divadai Hai Pishtan Lav Mikuba Nafal. It didn't fall from this barrel. Why? De'i minei nafal, if it would have fallen, have a mishtayale. There'd still be left, there'll still be some of it left inside. For hu adin lekes, the lefon of most, mehai taima. If the money came from this wallet, it would still be in there. Some of it would still be in there. Since none of it's in there, it obviously fell from someone else, and therefore you can keep it. That's the Mishnah. That's, you can keep it. Ha, but the brisa that says you have to announce it, is betzana upeiri. Fruit, and a basket of fruit, where some of it's still in there. Therefore, you have to announce it. Okay?
Exactly.
You have to announce it. Exactly. Okay. That's one answer. That's Zvid's answer, like four answers. Rav Papa Amar, Papa says, no, ha betzanu peiri. We're both talking about a case where it was basket and a fruit. For lokasha, it's still not a kasha. Exactly our point now. Ha deshtaya bahumidi. If there's some left inside, you have to announce it. Ha to loeshtaya bahum bahumidi. But if not, you don't have to announce it. Ibai say, I'll give you another answer. Ha vaha to loeshtaya bahumidi. Both of them, there's nothing left. So it's the kasha, v'lo kasha, it's still not a problem. Ha, the mahad, I'm not sure about this one. Ha, the second bright, it says, the mahadre ape legabe peiri, that the mouth of the kli is facing the fruit. Right? Therefore we assume it's from that kli. Ha, de lo mahadre ape legabe peiri. And the other one, it's not true. Therefore you can keep it. V'boy same, another answer. Ha, v'ha, de mahadre ape legabe peiri. When do we say they're both talking about a case where the mouth of the kli is facing the fruit? V'lo kasha, not a kasha. Ha de isbeo gonin, the Mishnah and the Braisa, which said you can keep it, is talking about a case where there's a rim. If there's a rim, all the fruit will fall out. Therefore, we can't say it's from this kli. But Latana. Yeah. V'ha de lesbeo gonin Latana. And in the case where you have to announce it, is where it's talking about, and the case where, we have to announce it, is where there is no rim. Therefore, it could be that they all came from this kli, and therefore you have to announce it. Okay? So far, so good? Okay. The Ketos HaChoshen asks the following question. He says, wait a minute. We have a rule that, it's a rule in Baba Basra, that when you have a interplay between Karov and Rove, Karov wins. I'm sorry. Rove wins. The fruit is right, the money's right next to this wallet. Right? It's Karov to the wallet. Yet, We also have a din of rove. Rove money in the world doesn't come from that wallet. So we have a shaila. What wins, karov or rove? That's the shaila in Baba Basra. By a general rule of karov and rove.
Rove money near the wallet.
Huh? I know, that's going to be one of the answers. The Nachas David is going to give that answer. But before we get to the Nachas David, right, we have a dispute, so to speak, between karov and rove. The halacha is rove wins. So if rove wins, what's all the shailas? So there's Gemara here. Well, it depends, and the bid, and the rim, shouldn't depend on anything. Rove should dictate that the finder always keeps it. Why? Because rove beats karov. Okay? So one answer is the Nachas David, which is what Rabbi Sharber suggested, that since it's matui that beats the rove, it's mistaber that it came from this wallet. And the truth is that the Chassam Sofer gives a very similar answer. He says, this karov is told, karov means when it's more than 4 amas away, but it's nearby. It's not on the other side of town, it's right here. It's not right on top of the wallet, it's right on top of the wallet. We don't say this rule. Yeah, it would be over there, and I'm over here, so I have a kush of karov and rove. Rove wins. Rove money in the world doesn't come. But if it's right next to it, it's 2 inches away, then we don't, he says, within an amma, we don't even say that. We don't even say that it's rove. It doesn't come into play. Of course it's karov. Okay. Yeah, that's the Ksos's answer. That's the Ksos's answer, I'm sorry. The Ksos gives that answer, that we only say karov, this whole shaila only comes into play if it's within one amma away. If it's within the amma, of course we don't say that. The Chassam Sofer gives a different answer. He says as follows, listen to this one. He says, the guy comes and says, that's my wallet. I'm worried that that's my wallet. So, the wallet? Hey, mister, here's your wallet back. He's worried, right? He's worried on the wallet. Shekan bal hakli toein titus bari ala peros. He's also sure da moti ena toein bari kinegedze eloshema. Lochein, therefore, habari shall bal hakli mitstarif lohochacha shall akurva ubiachad yicholm lachria afil neged a rov. Because the bal haperos is bari, and you're only a shema, combined with the karov, that'll be rov. Okay, you should just know there's a fascinating machlokes that comes out based on this Gemara. Let's say it's an Evan Ezer Simon Yud Zayin. Evan Ezer Simon Yud Zayin is the whole simon about if you don't know if this guy is the husband, what do we do with the wife? We're not sure he's dead. We don't know all those shailos. I think it's the longest simon in Shulchan Aruch. All four chalakim is the longest one. It's the longest for sure. It's the longest one in pages. But I don't know if it's the longest machaber. It's the longest for sure in pages. It goes on for pages and pages. All the notes of Caleb over there. Ready? Find the mace. I'm not sure who it is. We can't identify the mace. But the wallet of the mace is right nearby. And it says who it is. Or his signet ring is right nearby. So it's not on him. If it were on him, there's no shaila. We could tell the woman, you can go get remarried. We could tell the wife, you can go get remarried. Your husband's dead. We can't identify the body, but he's wearing his ring. What if the ring is right nearby? Right nearby. Says the Nesivus, says the Noda Yehuda, says the Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel starts it off. She cannot get remarried. Why? Because we cannot assume that it's his ring. We cannot assume that it's him. Maybe this is one mace, and the ring stam fell over here. Just like, we will not assume necessarily that the fruit comes from the basket. We're not going to assume that. Right? The Ksos argues on them. The Ksos says, of course you can get remarried. Of course you can. It's a big machlokas. The Ksos says, she can. How did this wallet get here? Someone else dropped it. The husband dropped it. This is a different mace. It's a big machlokas about that. I thought it was a fascinating how from Baba Metzia Daf Chav Hey, you get to Aguna. That's what he says. Right, but everyone would agree that if the guy's wearing the ring, or if the wallet's in his pocket, they pull out the wallet, they see who it is, they can't identify the body. We don't know who the body is, we will say she can go get remarried. That everyone agrees to. The only shaila is, what if the ring is found right next to him?
Unless the wife can say, that's my husband's wallet.
No, we know it's his wallet. It's his picture in there. His driver's license is in there. We know it's his wallet. There's no shayla to his wallet. The only problem is the wallet's not on the mace. It's 2 feet away, and we can't identify the mace. It's a machlokas. Is it close enough? And the Nesiva says no, it's not close enough. And the Ketos says 100% it is. It's a fascinating how they get to that shayla from this Gemara. Fascinating, no? Okay. Why this fruit here? We assume the fruit fell from someone else. We're not giving it back to the guy. Even though, between me and you, we all know 99% chance that this fruit fell out of this basket. For it's not mukhrach. We can't say for sure. Therefore, we're not returning it. Who keeps the fruit? The finder. Who keeps the basket? The owner. Who keeps the money? The finder. Who keeps the wallet? The owner. That's what we just said. Right? That's what we just passed in.
A guy works in building A and he collapses. He
yeah.
There,
yeah.
Right? And you can't find him. You find the body and you find his wallet 10 feet away.
Right.
You can't assume.
No. No. You want to make that assumption? You want to put that on your shoulders? The Ketos HaChoshen says 100% you can assume. And how again? How far away is the wallet? It's a separate child. Let's assume it's right nearby. 2 feet away. Within an amma. Within dalal amma for sure. The Nesiva says, well, absolutely not. We don't give the guy the fruit. We don't give him the money. Why should this be any different? Okay. Next. Tiburi peres with tiburi mos. If you find bundles of fruit or bundles of money, what did we say? You have to announce. Shmas mina, we see from here, minyan have a simen. Minyan is a simen. How many bundles were there? Give him the number, then he can keep it. You have to announce it. Obviously, how's he going to collect it? How's he going to collect it? He's obviously going to give you how many they are. So the Gemara says, no. Tony, change the Mishnah to read, Tzibur Peiros. One bundle. One bundle. Says the Gemara, Shas Minah, Makom Havi Simen. Then Makom is a Simen. Right? Makom is a Simen. So the Gemara says, no. Tony, change it to say, it could say Tzibur Peiros. That it's more than one. In other words, we can't bring a riot either way because we're not sure what the Mishnah said. Did it say bundles or bundle? Is makom a simin or is money a simin? Is a number a simin? We don't know.
Each
of those are machlokas. Right. It's not a machlokas. It's we don't know how to read it. So we can't bring a riot for sure because we're not sure how it's supposed to be read. So we can't bring a riot either way because it's a suffering how to read it. Sholosh mebeo zuul gabzu. Three coins, one on top of the other. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Magdala. Rabbi Yitzchak Magdala says, the Maariv Chai says, why is he called Rabbi Yitzchak Magdala? Because the only member in Shas he said about a Migdal. He's going to say that the coins have to be stacked up like a tower. If they're not stacked up like a tower, one on top of the other, this halacha doesn't apply, because we can assume they just stam fell the money. But if they look stacked up like that, how do you drop it stacked up like that? How does that happen? We're going to see in a minute, someone's going to say it happens, but we assume, Rabbi Yitzchak assumed it didn't happen. And so obviously it's on purpose, therefore you can't touch it. That's not true, by the way. It's the only memory he says in Shas. It's not true. But that's what the Maariv Chai says. Anyway, the only halacha, the only time it applies is Sha'osin Kimigdalin. When you make it like a tower. Tanya Nami Hachi, we've learned similarly. Matzah Mos Mifuzaros. If you find scattered money, Hari Elu Shalo, you can keep it. Why? What kind of, how's the guy going to give a simon? Can't give a simon on scattered money. Osin Kimigdalin, but if you find it stacked up like a tower, Chayiv Lahachriz, you have to announce it. The Elohein Asuyin Kimigdalin, what does that mean, stacked up like a tower? Shlosha Madbi in Zal Gabzeh. Three coins, one on top of the other. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Haguf Akasha. It's Akasha. Now, it's not Akasha. The implications are going to be Akasha. Gizontai. The implications are going to be Akasha. Amar, the first you said, Matzamos Mufuzaros, if you find scattered money, Hare Elu Shalo, you can keep it. You can keep the scattered money. Hadimishal Chafi, Shalchufe, but that implies that if they're leaning on each other, Chayev Lahachwiz, that already you have to announce. Why? It's not so scattered. Then, Eim HaSeifa, look at the Seifa. Asuyin Kim Migdalin, if you made it like a tower, then Chayev Lahachwiz, then you have to announce that. Hush, ha, Mashachalfe, Shalchufe, but if they're stacked on the top of each other, Hari Elu Shalo, then you can keep it. So the implications are a stira. So Gemara says, no. Tani, call she'ein osin kimigdalin. If it's not made like a tower, if it's not put down like that, mifuzaros kari lahu. No matter what it looks like, I don't care if they're leaning on each other, that's considered mifuzaros. And therefore, you can keep it. So the question will be, is that considered a tziburin of money? Because the Mishnah said if it's tziburin, a bundle of money, you have to announce. That's the question. Would that be considered a bundle of money? Or is that scattered? Amar Bichanina. Rabbi Chanina says, Lo Shanu, this whole did about a tower, Lo Shanu Ela Al Shalosha Malachim. That's only if it's three kings. In other words, three different types of coins. Minted. Every king, that every king had an ego issue. They would print, the minute they gave a new king, they printed new coins. So every coin is always different. But, and we're going to assume in a minute that the coins are different sizes. Right? So it's like a quarter, then on top of that a nickel, then on top of that a dime. So it's like a nice tower. That's what we're going to assume. Abel shel melech echad, but if it's one melech, ein chayav lahachris, you don't have to announce that. Why? Because we're going to assume they're all the same size, and if they're all the same, from three quarters stacked up, what, three quarters can't fall out of your pocket and stacked up on the floor? Of course they could. Of course that could happen. So how can, what kind of simon is that? If it's, could a quarter and then a nickel and then a dime, that could it land like that? That's so unlikely. The widest one on the bottom, the middle one in the middle, the skinny one on top, that's so unlikely. If that happens, maybe that's a simon. But if three coins of the same size fall out, that's not a simon. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, hey chidami, what's the case? Ida soyin ki migdalin, if they fell like a tower, then a filo shar melech echanami. Then what's the difference if it's one king or three kings? I already gave you the answer, but the Gemara is going to go through it. V'idein asoyin ki migdalin, and if it's not a tower, then a filo shal shalosha melech echanami lo. Even three kings not. Ella id marhachi id mar. Here's what I said. Lo shan ella shal melech echad. You know what one king means? Ke'ein shlosha melachim. Ve'hechi dami, what's that? Da'asuyin ki migdalin, built like a tower. Revicha tata, wide at the bottom. Umitzia aliva, and then the middle one on top of that. Vizuta aliva. And the smallest one on top of that. Even if they're the same melech. That doesn't make a difference if they're... If they have this criteria, if they're... Wide, middle, small. It doesn't make a difference if it's the same melech, a different melech. That's so unusual that if it falls like that, we're going to say it's a simon. Usually, that would be because the different melech changed the coins. Usually. But what if one melech did like that? Also good. But if they're the same size and they fall, it's not a simon. That could happen. Yeah, it could happen. Three, it could happen. When we say obviously it was put there, Abel Shemelech Echad, but if it's one king, the Kulu Ki Adadinin, they're all the same shape. Afal Gnaf Demanchi Adadi, even though they fell like that, Hari Elu Shalo, that you could keep them. Why? Amar, because we say As Rumuye Israme, they fell like that. It was just a coincidence. Ubahadi Adadi Nafal, that's how they fell, and therefore that's not a simon. There's a shayla like that. That if one of the Rishon asks, then you could always say it's a simon because I could always say it was three. So what if it was five? Right. That's a good question. I'm not sure of the answer. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Shemelach Echad Nami Machwitz. Even if it's one king, you also have to be Machwitz. My Machwitz. What do you announce? Minion. The number. So if we know it's three. Right, it's not possible for 45 to fall and land like that in the stack. That's obviously impossible. So what are you being machwiz? The number that we always know it's three. We had this question last time. I don't know the answer. My area it's losa. Then why are you saying three? Afilu trei nami. Even two should be a simon. I'm a ravina. No, tiba machwiz. We announce coins, and coins are automatically two. It's automatically plural. It's automatically two. Therefore, what do we have left? We have left with three. Okay. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah Kedarka Bakodesh asks very, very pointed questions. Why Rabbi Yirmiyah? Kishir Mahu. What if they look like a shear? What's a shear? A circle. What if they fell like a circle? Kishurim Mahu. What if they fell like a row? Kichatsuva Mahu. What if they fell like, Rashi has a picture of it, a segol? What if they fell like a segol? Two dots and another dot underneath. No, two dots and a dot. So if they fell like a segol, if they fell like a segol, is that an accident or is that a simon? What if they fell like a row? Is that an accident or is that a simon? I have to say this word. I forgot who I saw it from. One of the Chassidish Rebbes. That we're called an amsegula. Why we're called an amsegula? Because a segula is a segol. No matter how you turn it, it looks the same. No matter what happens to a Jew, they're always the same. Hashem always loves no matter what happens. We're the chosen nation. What happens? Turn us upside down. Turn us over. No matter how you turn us, we're still the same. That's a segel. No matter what we do to us, we look the same. Isn't a great word? Kisula mahu. What if they're shaped like a ladder? Meaning, one, then on top of that one, another one. Then on top of that one, another coin. They're shaped like a ladder like that. Okay? What's halacha then? Is that a simon or is that an accident? So all these questions, we can't answer any of them except for one. We're going to answer the ladder. Mahu? So pasha miyachad. The one I can answer you. Which one? The ladder. Why? Dhamma Rav Nachman and Ravua. Rav Nachman says in the name of Ravua, Kol she'ilu machnis la kisim b'nehem. If you would stick a piece of wood, a toothpick, in there, v'nodlam b'vas achas, and they would all fall, then chayiv l'hachmas. You have to announce that. Obviously that's a simon. The only one that will work with is the ladder. You remove one, they're all going to fall. You stick one, a stick in there, to play with it, they're all going to fall. The whole thing's going to collapse. That you have to announce. That's a simon. But a shape like a segol or a circle, you don't have to announce that. We don't know. We can't answer the questions. We don't know what the halacha is. Boy Ravashi. Ravashi says, Ka'avne beis kulis mahu. What about if they look like the stone structure of most assume this means mar kulis, which is a certain kind of avodah zarah. It's going to be a stone, and then a stone on top of sharing the two stones. You guys see the situation? A stone here, and then a stone on top, resting on both. That was the way the Markulis Avodah Zarah looked. What if you find coins like that?
Is it random, or is it on purpose?
So, Mahu, Tashma, Titania, Matzah, Mos, Mifuzaras. If you find scattered money, Elu Shalom, you can keep that. Kavne base coolest, but if you find them shaped like that, chayev lahachriz, you have to announce that. Why? We don't assume that's random. The Elohein avne base coolest. What are the stones of base coolest look like? Echad mikan, the echad mikan, one on one side, one on the other side, v'achas al gabehen, and one resting on both of them. It's like a pyramid, right? So if you find coins like that, that you have to announce. That doesn't happen by itself. That we say is a simon. Right? Tosas discusses how you could even mention the name of Avodah Zarah. Okay. That's why I said most assume it's Avodah Zarah. Tana Rabbanan. Hamotzi Shela B'shok. If you find a coin in the street, Umatza Chaveiro, and you bump into your friend, V'amalo, Shalihi, it's my coin. Chadashahi, it's a brand new coin. Nirun is he. That coin has Nero on it. I know that coin. I'll give you a simon. Nero's on there. Shalmelech Plonihi, that such and such a king is on there. Lo Amar Klum. You didn't say anything. Oh, I know that coin. So George Washington's on that coin. It's mine. Right? Lo Amar Klum. Why? Not only that. El Afilu Shmo Kasavol. Even if you wrote your name on that coin. Some people do that. They write their name on the dollar bills. Right? They put initials. Even if you do that, it's still not yours. Lo Amar Klum. Why? Lafisha ain't Simon Lamatea. It's no Simon. What? Yeah. He scratched it, maybe his initials. Why people do that? You ever see a dollar 20? You see initials, who did that?
So why is that a
similar? The Amar, because we said, Dilma Afuki Afke, he went to the store, he bought something, he gave the storekeeper the money, he already used it. The Amar, Umane Shachmina Nafal, then somebody else dropped it. Right? Money is used to spend. So when you find money, oh, that's my $20 bill. No, it's not. You used that already. You went to buy groceries. The grocery guy, he dropped it on the way home. He gave it to the delivery boy. The delivery boy dropped it. That's how money is. Money passes from person to person. Right? I once heard this story where this guy from overseas, it was a crazy story. I know I heard the story for sure. There was a guy from overseas, sent his daughter or his granddaughter or his niece. He sent her money, American money, and he wrote on the American money, happy birthday. Happy birthday, whatever her name was. And he wrote happy birthday on the money, and she must have been 7 years old. And she went to this, and she spent the money. Like 20 years later, she was in a grocery store, and she got the money back. In a different state. I mean, the odds of that are like, it happened. It happens. Right? That happened. That happened once, but we don't assume that. So when the guy, that's my money. My name's on it. Happy birthday's on there. Yeah, it's not your money. Your money was spent, and someone else dropped it. Right? That's what we assume. It happens. Crazy things happen in this world. Okay? Good? Next Mishnah. Motza achar hagafa o achar hageder gozlos. If you find A gafa is a fence. What? A minute. Motza achar hagafa. If you find behind a gafa is a stone, a wall that's not made out of stone, and a gether is a stone wall. So if you find behind the fence or behind the stone wall gozlos, birds mikusharim that are tied up, the Torah Yisrael asks, why does the Mishnah say backwards? If you find behind the stone wall or behind the fence, you find birds. Why doesn't it say if you find birds behind the stone wall? He gives the answer that I don't understand. We would have thought it's two cases. I don't know. So that was a good question. I didn't understand the answer. But you're behind the stone wall. You're behind the fence. What do you see? Birds that are tied up. What's the halacha? Oh, or b'shvilin, or in the path, shebet sados, in the path by the field, you find birds tied up. Harezeh lo yiga behen. Don't touch them. Why shouldn't you touch them? Because we assume that they belong to somebody. We assume they belong to somebody. Who would have done that? Therefore, and there's no simon. So if you take them, the guy's never going to be able to recover them. Don't take them. They don't belong to you. They obviously belong to somebody. They didn't get there by themselves. Therefore, don't touch them. Matza kli ba'ashpa. If you find a kli in the garbage dump, imachusa, if it was totally submerged in the garbage, that's a great hiding place. Lo yigabo, don't touch that. Im megula, but if it was revealed, no tel umachus. You take it, you have to announce it. Can't keep it. Again, we're gonna clarify this in a few minutes. That isn't the garbage the most obvious hefker place of all? Right? So if it's totally submerged, I can hear maybe the guy hid something there. But if it's just stop lying in the garbage heap, I can't keep that. So the Gemara will explain that.
Is this for Shasiyat? What's this Akhar Gafa word?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Location?
What?
What's the location?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. Where is this? I don't know. Now.
Yeah.
There's a 5-way machlokas. We're going to answer it in 2 minutes. My timer. What's the reason for this? Why can't you touch it? Because we say, Hani Shatz Ninhu. Obviously, somebody put them there. They didn't get there by themselves. Someone put them there. The E Shakoluhu. And if you're going to take them, Les Luhu Limarahu Simana. The owner doesn't have a simon. They're a bunch of birds. No simon. The Les Luhu Limarahu Simana Begavaihu. There's no simon. Hilkach, therefore, Leshavkinhu. You should leave them. Ad the Asi Marayu. Till the owner comes. For Shakoluhu. And I'll take them. Says the Gemara, V'amai, Lavi Kesher Simona. Why can't the way the birds are tied be a simon? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Amarav, B'mekusharin, B'kanfehin. They're tied with their wings. The Kuli Amahachi Makachi Lu. Everyone does it like that. So that's not a simon. The Lehavi Makom Simon. Why can't the place where they are, why can't that be a simon? He'll say, 20 paces from the end of the wall, that's where I put them. That's a simon. Don't tell me you found them over there. I know. Why can't that be a simon? Now they're jumping around. So the makom can't be a simon because there is no makom. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Even medadin, if they're jumping around, let me ama asu. Then they came from, who knows where they came from now? Umutarin. They should be mutter. So the Gemara says, ikalameimar me alma asu. You could say they came from who knows where. Vikalameimar, or you could say, inich atzninhu. Or you could say, obviously the guy put them here. Vahave le suffik. Hinuach, it's a suffix. Now, we're not sure now. They're jumping around, but yet they're tied up. We're not sure now. Therefore, it's a suffix. The Amar of Abba Barzav, the Amar of Kol suffix, hinuach. Any suffix about this? Lechatchila lo yital, don't take it. Vim natal, and if you did take it, lo yachzir, don't return it. What does lo yachzir mean? Don't return it? Says Rashi, dehaleka de yoev simana. Right? Who are you going to return it to? Everyone, Tosfos asks, what if I should take? Who are you going to return it to? Of course nobody to return it to. What if I should say? Don't return it because we don't know who to return it to. Of course we don't know who to return it to. There's no simon. What's Rashi saying? Right? So Pesheshua says, Rashi was saying was, don't return it to the owner of that field, which is Mashman now, it's the Rishus HaYachid. In other words, my birds are in your field, but I can't prove they're mine. Mati comes and finds the birds. Now Mati says, now what do I do with them? I took them, I shouldn't. Now what do I do with them? Right? Oh, don't return them. Who's he going to return them to? says the Bnei Yeshua, what Rashi meant to say was, they don't get returned to the owner of the field. He never claimed them. That's a different Rashi. It's very shver here. Don't return them because there's no simon. Who are you going to return them to? Of course there's no simon. Right? Tells us this puzzle of the im has like four pshat and what it means. Whole complicated thing. You become a shomer and you have to wait. Do you wait to, what do you mean lo yachta? Don't return them. What do you do with them? You wait for Eliyahu HaNavi? That's what some hold. Wait for Eliyahu HaNavi. What do you do with them?
Well, you can't. You don't have to.
You can't. First of all, who are you returning them to?
So
it's a machlokis now. So it's a machlokis now what it means. According to Rashi, we have no idea who it is. We're never going to know. The guy's never going to be able to prove it because he has no simon. According to the others, according to Tosas, four pshat of what this means. Basically, they all are similar. You're shomer. And what does lo yachzer mean? Doesn't mean you can't return it forever. Maybe with a simon, maybe you're a paid shomer, maybe you're unpaid shomer. Right? All these shilas about this. Very complicated gemara here. Very complicated answer. What does that mean? Lo yachzer, don't return it. Yeah, you're not allowed to return it. Could be you're not allowed. According to what?
Four birds tied together behind.
Yes, but none of that is a simon.
No.
But to me and you, we know it is. So maybe they toss us. You could return it, right? Okay, let's try to get to the Mishnah. Now we'll talk about the matzah kli ba'ashpa mechusa liyigabo magula notul amakwas. Wait a minute. Matzah kli tamen ba'ashpa. If you find a kli hidden, notul amakwas. You have to announce it. We said the Mishnah said if it's hidden, you don't touch it. Now it's saying you have to announce it. Shekein derech ha'ashpa lipanos. Because they used to clear the garbage away. Amar v'zvid, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha b'kuvi v'kasi. If it's big kalim, then what? Then the Mishnah is talking about big kalim. Therefore, don't touch it. Ha b'sakine. What's a sakin? A sakin is a knife. The hamnik. What's a hamnik? What is the article translated a hamnik? A hamnik. They don't answer it. They don't translate it. That's what the Rabbeinu Chanan on the bottom says. It's a two-pronged fork. What, a two-pronged fork? So nobody, then it might have been different. It's a whole shaila about forks on this Gemara. Nobody eats with a two-pronged fork. Nobody does that. What? That's not eating. What?
Seafood.
We don't eat seafood. Forks used to have two prongs only.
Right.
I know. That's the whole shaila. If when did forks come into existence? The whole shaila. Okay, it's very interesting. Anyway, if it's a tiny little kalim, that you have to be machmas. Why? Because you're gonna get lost. Bikube besake. If it's big kalim, loiga, don't touch them. But besakine behimnik, if the small kalim, obviously they were dropped there by accident. No telomachwiz, that you announce. But Papa Amar, a different answer. Havaha, both cases are talking about Bakuvi Vesachi, big Kalim. The low Kasha, not a Kasha. Khan, when the Brisa says you have to announce them, Ba'ashpa Sulipanos. It's an Ashpa, it's going to be clear, every day it's cleared out. So if you don't announce it, the guy's going to lose his stuff because they're going to clear it away. Khan, the Mishnah was talking about Ba'ashpa She'ena Sulipanos. With an Ashpa, it's not going to get cleared out. Don't touch it, the guy will come back. Now, one second. Ba'ashpa is surely panos. If the ashpa is going to be cleared out every day, aveda midasi. You lost your item. It's in the dump. It's getting cleared. The truck is going to take it to who knows where. They're going to drive it to Virginia, leave it over there. Right? So what do you mean? What do you mean that this is a matia? The guy basically lost his item. That's what a garbage dump is. No more hefker than that. Says the Gemara, no. It was normally a garbage dump where they didn't come take it away. Like in Staten Island. It sat there forever. They didn't take it away. And you, v'nimlach aleha lipanosa. And then they held out a thing in their head. Okay, now we're going to clear it away. You thought it's the best hiding place in the world. I'll leave it over there. No one's going to find it. Why? They never. All of a sudden, the mayor says, no, today we're clearing it away. What do? You take it for the guy. That makes sense according to Rav Papa. That the whole thing was about clearing it away. El Rav Zvid, my shekederech ba'ashpas lipanos. What does that mean? It's the way of the ashpa to clear it away. What does that mean? The Gemara says shekein derech ashpas lipanos la kalim ketanim. Right. It's the derech to clear away the small kalim that fell b'shogeg. Therefore, if you find small kelim in the ashba, you take them and you renounce them, because they're like every other aveda that has to be returned. Okay? We'll stop here and we will resume tomorrow.